Vilnius. NATO said that it intercepted three Russian MiG-31 fighter jets that violated Estonia's airspace for 12 minutes, calling the incursion reckless and unprecedentedly brazen. The episode marks one of the most serious airspace breaches on the alliance's eastern border in recent years and comes days after Russian drones entered Polish territory. The Estonian Defense Forces said the Russian fighters entered airspace near Vaindloo Island in the Gulf of Finland without flight plans, with transponders turned off and no communication with air traffic control. Italian F-35 jets stationed at Estonia's Amari airbase intercepted the aircraft as part of NATO's Baltic air policing mission. Foreign Minister Margus Tsahkna condemned the incident, saying Russia has already violated Estonia's airspace four times this year, but Friday's breach was unprecedentedly brazen. He added that Russia's increasingly extensive testing of boundaries must be met with a swift increase in political and economic pressure. European leaders denounced the violation. EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas called it an extremely dangerous provocation, while Commission President Ursula von der Leyen vowed that Europe stands with Estonia and will respond to every provocation with determination. She pressed member states to approve the bloc's 19th sanctions package against Moscow. Estonian Prime Minister Kristen Michal confirmed Tallinn has invoked Article 4 of NATO's founding treaty, which provides for consultations when any member believes its security is under threat. NATO said the North Atlantic Council will convene early next week. This is not an isolated case but part of a growing pattern, said Alliance spokesperson Alison Hart, pointing to Russia's drone incursion into Poland earlier this month. Russia's defense ministry denied its aircraft entered Estonian airspace, insisting the MiG-31s were on a routine flight from Karelia to Kaliningrad and remained over neutral waters, more than 3 kilometers from Vaindloo Island. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called Russia's actions outrageous and warned that they require a systemic response from allies. Airspace incursions in the Baltic region are not rare, but officials noted the 12-minute violation was significantly longer than typical episodes. Combined with the earlier Polish drone incident, Western officials fear Moscow is deliberately escalating tensions to undermine alliance unity. The European Council President, Antonio Costa, said EU leaders will discuss a collective response at their October 1 meeting in Copenhagen. Today's violation of Estonian airspace by Russian military aircraft is another unacceptable provocation, he wrote on X.